My memorable moments at Glencoe Outdoor Centre. On the 6th of October, Primary 6 went on a residential trip to Glencoe Outdoor Centre for a week. On the Monday morning, we waited in the packed lunch area. Eventually, we made our way down the hill towards the bus. Slowly, the bus driver struggled to load the luggage. Iris and I sat at the front of the bus. Meanwhile, as we were talking, the bus made its way through the city into the countryside. Out of the window, I could see the tall, rugged hills surrounded me. Below us was the loch that was still as a clear mirror. Suddenly, we pulled into a lovely town of Glencoe. After, we turned into the car park of Glencoe Outdoor Centre. There in the car park, Eva was standing waiting because she had come with her mum and dad. When we got inside, Iris and Eva and I waited together for our luggage. Finally, everybody had their luggage and we were shown to our rooms. After we had lunch and got changed, we went on our first activity. My instructor Megan and Colin took us indoor climbing in the ice factor. First, I found bouldering really hard, but when we did the climbing wall, I found it much easier. When we got back, I went back to my room, which had three bunk beds. The dark wood made the room feel small and enclosed. I was sharing with Ida, Sarah and Sinead. After, we went for tea. We had tomato soup, fish and potatoes. While I was there, I also enjoyed archery and orienteering. Nobody in our group got a bullseye. When I started, I found it hard to pull back the strong, powerful string of the bow. Finally, I got the hang of it. The highest number I got was 6, but I still was so pleased with myself. Just after that, we did orienteering. I was so excited because I'd never done it before. Megan made it a competition for which team could find every post and get our paper stamped. The teams drew by 7 each. Another thing I enjoyed was kayaking. For kayaking, we had to wear a buoyancy aid and a wetsuit. When we first got in the water, I felt chilled to the bone. After we paddled very heavy and hard, I felt tired and sore, and at the end we got to splash about in the cold icy water. Even Miss Kernan got in for a swim. On the last night, we went to a bonfire. The flames were hot and burning. After, we toasted marshmallows. Mine was gooey and runny, so I decided not to eat mine. Aidan's one set on fire. Another thing we did was we sang the Baby Shark song. By the end of the fire, I felt tired and sleepy, so I was so relieved to get into my comfy bed at night. At Glencoe, I learned to use my gears properly on my bike. Also, I learned how to rock climb. Taking part in climbing helped me to become more confident with height. I had such a wonderful time at Glencoe, and I will definitely ever forget my memorable moments at Glencoe.